So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Godavar Das Prabhuji, and it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela chapter 13, and text number is 36 onwards. So, Prabhuji, can you hear me?
Yes. Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining. Dharma, please accept my humble obeisances. All good to Srila Prabhupada, all good to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining and giving us your very valuable time and association this morning on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antya Leela, chapter 13, text number 36 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call.
Yes, Mataji, thank you. I would like permission to share my screen, if that's okay.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
You have co-host permission. Are you able to see screen share?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you, Komadi Kumari. Thank you, Priti Vilasani, Mataji. So everyone is able to see the right words? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes, Prabhuji.
15.36. So we'll begin by chanting our Mandala Charan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha
Let me show you something about you.
Patitana Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Vise Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, dear devotees, for joining our daily Chaitanya Charitamrita class. My sincere gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Kaumodaki Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. So today is painful as well as a time for celebration. It's a painful day and it is also a day to celebrate today. Because today, a pure devotee, His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu, he has gone back to the spiritual world. So on the material plane, the plane that we live, we feel great separation from Sri Pankajangri Prabhu, because he was such a source of encouragement and inspiration to all of us. Someone born in the Western world, in the United Kingdom, comes, leaves home and travels in search of God, comes to India, meets Srila Prabhupada, and both of them, both the twin brothers, Sri Pankajangri Prabhu and Sri Jananivas Prabhu, they take initiation from our founder Acharya. Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Shtottara Chatur. Sri Srimad Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Our founder Acharya is called Prabhupada because so many pure devotees, so many Prabhus are found at His Divine Grace's lotus feet, at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. There are so many pure devotees sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. We find Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj. We find Sri Pada Indra Prabhu, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and now Sri Pankajangri Prabhu. The list goes on. There are so many stalwart devotees who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and perfected their lives. The lives of such devotees like Pankajangri Prabhu are a source of great inspiration to all of us, because they teach us by their contemporary practical example how Krishna conscious life should be. We all need examples. Without examples, we cannot understand. Without examples, we cannot understand. So this will be the theme for today's class, that without example, we cannot understand. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his very famous bhajan that is sung in our ISKCON Mayapur temple, Sri Chandrodaya Mandir, as well as in our ISKCON Vrindavan temple, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, every morning. Brahma Muhurta, this bhajan of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sung. Vibhava Rishesha. In that bhajan, there is a verse. Ravananta kara makhana taskara gopi jana vastrahari brajera rakhala gopavrinda pala chittahari. This verse describes the sequential progression in the life of a devotee. From birth in Krishna consciousness to going back home, back to Godhead. Ravanantakara. When we become devotees, we have some faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. We start the process of bhajan kriya after coming in sadhu sangha, and we start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We start hearing our revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because of hearing and chanting, there is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And the anarthas headed by lust are destroyed. Ravan represents lust. And lust is the beginning of all anarthas. Dhyayato vishayam pumsam. Sangha steshu pajayate. Sangha sanjayate kama. Kama comes first. And then everything else follows. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho bhi jayate. Krodhat bhavati sammohan, sammohan smriti vibhrama. Smriti brahmashat buddhinasha, buddhinashat pranashati. The fall down and entanglement in this material world starts with lust. This lust is represented by Ravan. And by the process of bhajana kriya, process of bhajana kriya is like Ram Ban. And the anarthas are destroyed, headed by lust. That is the meaning of Ravananta Kara Makhana Taskara. When the anarthas in the heart are destroyed, by the process of bhajana kriya, the heart becomes soft like butter. Becomes soft like butter. Sadhu Ridaya Navanita Samana. The heart of a sadhu is like Navanit, is like butter, freshly churned butter. When the heart becomes soft like butter, becomes like makhan, butter, then Krishna is butter thief. He steals our heart. But first our heart has to become pure. It is said that Ram abhi van mein hai, Ram abhi bhi van mein hai, Ravan abhi bhi man mein hai. As long as Ravan is there in our heart, there will be no Ram Rajya. First that those anarthas have to be destroyed. So, Ravan Antakkara, first the Anartha Nivritti takes place, Makhana Taskara, then heart becomes soft like butter, Makhan, and then Makhan Chor Krishna will steal our heart, which means he will make us a devotee. Ravan Antakkara, Makhana Taskara, Gopi Jana Vastrahari. Then what happens when we become sincere devotees? We gradually lose everything. Yasyaham anugranami harisheta dhananshane tadhanam tejantyasya svajana dukha dukhada. Lord Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yasyaham anugranami harisheta dhananshane. If I have to show my mercy to someone, slowly, slowly he will lose everything. Just like Srila Prabhupada, his pharmaceutical business collapsed, his wife was not cooperating. Everything was taken away. Akinchani kritya padashritam yah. If you become padashrita, you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna will make you akinchan. You will have nothing. You lose everything. So yasyaha manugranami harishita dhanam shana. Krishna will take away everything. All we will have left is Krishna consciousness. When Krishna wants to show special mercy to someone, Krishna takes away everything. And it can be very painful. But at the end of the life, when we look back, we will see Krishna's hand in everything. We will see how Krishna had perfectly orchestrated our life. Everything is taken away for sincere devotees. And all they have left in their life is Krishna. That is the meaning of Gopi Jana Vastrahari. Stealing the Chirharan Leela, stealing of the Gopanganana Chadukula Chauram, Dukula Chauram, that stealing the garments of the gopis, that pastime indicates Krishna takes away everything and makes us his own. In the Katyayani Vrat, the gopis prayed that Krishna should accept us as his wives. And Krishna accepted them. In fact, earlier in this very chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted that verse to Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami. All of you must have heard Krishna's speaking to the gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam that yes, I have answered your prayers. I will accept all of you. So, Gopi Jana Vastra Hari means Krishna takes away everything that we have, and then all we have left is Krishna, and then Krishna embraces us. Krishna accepts us as his own. Krishna accepts us as his own. So we say, Krishna, I am yours. And Krishna says, yes, you are mine. That is the meaning of stealing the garments. Chirharan Leela. So Ravananta Kara Makhana Taskara Gopijana Vastrahari Brajera Rakhala Gopavrinda Pala. And Krishna takes away everything, doesn't mean that he will exploit us or just leave us exposed to all kinds of miseries. No. Krishna always protects his devotees. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. The devotee will never perish. Krishna will always be there for the devotee on a spiritual platform. Always. That is the meaning of Gopavrindapal. That is the meaning of Gopal. That he always maintains and takes care of the devotees. Ravananta kara makhana taskara gopi jana vastrahari brajera rakhala avashya rakshide Krishna. Krishna will certainly protect. Gopa vrinda pala, and he will maintain us. Palan poshan, he will maintain us and protect us. Chittahari Vamshidhari. Krishna maintains us in our Krishna consciousness. Krishna nourishes us in our Krishna consciousness after making us his own. And then Chittahari Vamshidhari. One day our Vamshidhari Krishna, he will play his flute and take his beloved devotee back home, back to God. Chittahari Vamshidhari. He will steal the devotee away from us. Will steal the devotee, his dear devotee, away from us. That is the meaning of Chittahari Vamshidhari. This is the life of a devotee, my dear friends. Ravananta kara makhana taskara gopijana vastrahari brajera rakhala gopavrinda pala. Chittahari Vamshidhari. And today Krishna took His grace Pankajangri Prabhu from us. It is exactly like those of you who are daughters, or those of you who have daughters, or those of you who have a wife will understand. It is exactly like a girl getting married to the boy of her choice. If a boy and a girl love each other and they are made for each other, and now finally they are getting married, it is a very joyous occasion. When the girl is getting married to that person to whom she has given her heart to. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the banks of Ganga to take his bath. And by the divine arrangement of Krishna's internal potency, Srimati Lakshmi Priya Devi, Lakshmi, she also went there at the same time to take her bath. And Nimai and Lakshmi, their eyes met. They looked at each other. And Lakshmi was going to Ganga to not only take her bath, but also to worship the devatas, specifically Lord Shiva, so that she can get Nimai as her husband. She can get Nimai as her husband. She was going to pray. And she met Nimai on the banks of Ganga. And she became very bashful. She became very shy. She looked down. And Nimai was looking at her. And he was smiling. And then immediately Nimai understood that this is my Lakshmi. This is my Lakshmi Priya. She is my eternal consort. She is my goddess of fortune. So he told Lakshmi on the banks of Ganga, in front of everyone, he told her that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you must offer this worship to me. So please worship me with all this paraphernalia that you have. So immediately, Lakshmi, she took the garland, the fresh garland of fragrant flowers that she had made for the puja, and she garlanded our Nimai. Then all the incense, ghee lamps, all the other paraphernalia that she had, she offered aarti to our Nimai on the banks of Ganga. And then she had sandalwood paste, chandan paste. She offered that also to our Nimai and offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Nimai and worshipped him. And Nimai accepted. And then he went home and told his mother, Shachi Mata, I want to marry this Lakshmi. And then marriage was arranged and it took place. So Lakshmi Devi was so happy when she met Nimai, and when Nimai told her, come on, you must worship me. You must offer whatever you have, you offer it to me. She was most happy to offer. She was most happy to marry Nimai because she had given her heart to Nimai. So when a girl is getting married to the husband of her choice, like Srimati Lakshmi Priya Devi was getting married to our Nimai Vishwambhar. When a girl gets married to the husband of her choice, to the husband, to the boy that she loves, she is very happy. But then think about the girl's father. Think about the girl's mother. They gave birth to that girl. They brought her up with so much care. Those of you who are girls, who are ladies, will understand. Your parents have given you so much love. And those of you who have a daughter will also understand. You bring up the girl with so much love, care, attention, protection. And now that girl has come of age. She's of a marriageable age. And the parents have so much anxiety. Our girl should get a good husband. A girl should get a devotee husband. Husband who will take care of her. Who will keep her happy. Just like we have tried our best to keep her protected. Keep her happy. I hope she's treated well in the house of the in-laws. So the parents of the girl have so much anxiety. And now that girl who they taught how to walk, the mother taught her how to dress, how to carry herself, how to cook. You know, the father has protected her, educated her. Now that girl is going to leave the house of the parents forever and go to the house of someone else. So the parents are filled with anxiety about their beloved daughter. And the parents cry. When the daughter gets married, the parents cry. But the girl is very happy if she is getting married to the boy of her choice. Someone who she loves, someone upon whom she has meditated for a long time. That moment has come now. I will be united with him forever. So it's a bittersweet moment. And the passing away of devotees like Sri Pankajangri Prabhu, and last year, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. It is also like that. It is a bittersweet moment. For us, it is only tears. For us, it is sorrow and lamentation that now we will never get to see the twins together in their saffron clothes, effulgent forms in Mayapur. We will never be able to see Pankajangri Prabhu reading the prayers of distressed devotees to Sri Narasimha Dev, Ananta Shesh Bhagwan and Prahlad Maharaj. So for us, it is a painful moment. Like the parents, like the family members of the girl, we are crying. But the girl is very happy. She is going to the house of her husband. So Pankajangri Prabhu is very happy. Therefore, it is called Viraha Utsav, we celebrate, because a pure devotee goes back home, back to Godhead. It is described that Srila Prabhupada tells this story that once there was a sadhu and many people came to take the blessings of that sadhu. He was a very great self-realized devotee, sadhu. And many kinds of people would come to take blessings. Because when a sadhu is very powerful, people know in general that the sadhu is very powerful and they want blessings. The spiritual people want spiritual blessings. The materialistic people, they want good fortune, good luck for them. They know that if they serve a sadhu, they will get good luck. So many kinds of people come to associate with a sadhu to get their blessings. Therefore, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj would sometimes smoke to bewilder people. People would say, "Hey, you're smoking." "Yes, yes, I'm smoking. I'm not a devotee. Now go away. Leave me alone." He would pretend to smoke just so that people will not come near him and allow him to do his bhajan. Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj would sit in a public latrine, in a public toilet. In those days, there used to be dabba latrines in those days, where you just pass your refuse in a metal dabba. It gets collected there and there is horrible stench and so many swarming with flies. And then every so often, the cleaners come and they take away those dabbas. It's called dabba latrine. When I was growing up in my hometown in Akola, there were dabba latrines. So I know exactly what dabba latrines are. So that time in British India, there were dabba latrines, and that also not home, but municipal dabba latrines, public toilets. They're full of flies, full of stool and urine and horrible smell. And Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj would take a rope, tie knots on it, 108 knots, and go inside the public toilet, lock himself inside, and chant his japa on that rope with knots. Why? Because if he came out, because he was a Siddha Purush, he was a Mahabhagavat, people would just come and fall at his feet and take dust from his feet, trouble him, ask him questions, invite him home for prasad, ask him to bless them for their material pursuits. To avoid all that, he would just stay in a latrine, public latrine. Hare Krishna. So people, they seek the association of great sadhus. So this sadhu was there. Srila Prabhupada tells us this story. And many different kinds of people would come. One day, four people came, specifically. The son of the king came, the prince, Rajkumar, Rajaputra, he came. Then a kasai came, a butcher. Then a student, a celibate monk, a student came, brahmachari, from a gurukul. He was a young brahmachari. He was studying bhakti. And so Rajaputra came, a brahmachari came, a sinful butcher came, and a pure devotee came. A pure devotee came. A very advanced devotee came. So these four types of people came to take blessings of this Siddha Purush, this sadhu. So of course, first the Rajkumar came. He was allowed to go first and touch the lotus feet of this Mahatma. So when he offered obeisances, the sadhu blessed him. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. May you live a very long life. Actually, Chiranjeev means may you never die. May you never die. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. May you never die. Then the butcher came. So sadhu blessed him. Ma jivo ma maro. May you not live and may you not die also. Then the brahmachari came, the student. So the sadhu blessed him. Brahmachari ma jivo. May you die, may you not live. And then in the end, the devotee came. When the devotee came, the sadhu blessed him. Oh, Vaishnav, sadhu, jivo va maro. Whether you live or whether you die, it is the same. So the students of this Mahatma, they were confused. At the same time, on the same day, to the same sadhu, their Guru Maharaj, four people come to seek blessings and he gives different blessings to all four of them. So they ask him, please explain why you blessed like this. The sadhu explained, Rajaputra Chiranjeeva, to the prince, I blessed him that may you never die, may you live forever. Why? Because he is the son of the king. He is born with a silver spoon, a golden spoon. He has got all the luxuries of life at his disposal. He has servants at his beck and call. He has the best food, best clothes, best enjoyment. And he thinks this is going to last forever. He's very attached to it, this prince. Therefore, I blessed him. All right, you are happy in life. May you always remain like this. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. May you always remain like this. May this enjoyment never end. But the Rajaputra, if he is intelligent, he will think that, but this is not possible. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kimascharyam athaparam. Mahabharat, Yudhishthira Maharaj replies to the Yaksha Prashna that ahani ahani, day after day, bhutani in this material world, gacchanti hayamalayam. Everyone is dispatched to the abode of death. Day after day, we see everyone around us is dying. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti. But those who are remaining, those who are alive, sthavaram icchanti. They think that they are going to live here forever. They live their life in such a way as if death is never going to come. Because if they know death is coming, then they will take to Krishna bhajan. Anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasva mam. Lord Krishna instructs in Bhagavad Gita. But people live as if they will never die. So, shesha sthavaram icchanti kim ascharam athaparam. What can be more surprising than this? Yudhishthira Maharaj says, when he is asked, what is the most surprising thing in this world? Ascharya janak. Most surprising thing, what is it? He says, this is the most surprising thing, that although people see everyone is dying around them, they behave, they act, they live in a way as if they are not going to die. No one prepares for death. What can be more surprising than this? Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam sheshasthavaram icchanti kim ascharyam athaparam. So this Rajkumar, if he is intelligent, sumedhasa, he will think that no, ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hayamalayam. Everyone around me is dying. I am also going to die. So what the sadhu is saying, may you live like this forever, is not going to work. I am going to die. That means I must take to bhajan. That means I must take to Krishna bhajan. So he's sarcastically saying, Chiranjeeva, may you. There's no guarantee. Anyone can die at any time. Padam padam yadvipadam natesham. In this material world, there is padam padam vipadam. At every step, there is a danger. Mrityu samsara vartmani. This is a ocean of, this is a world of birth and death, repeated birth and death. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino. Everyone has to die here, even though you may be in a topmost planet like Brahmalok or the lowest planet. Everyone has to die. So the Rajaputra will think and he will wake up from his complacency after hearing this. May you live forever. Oh no, but I'm not going to live forever. Oh my God. That means I must take to the life of this Mahatma, of this Sadhu Mahatma. The Rajputra should think like that. It's a sarcastic blessing. Oh my dear prince, may you never die. May you live like this forever. Huh? May your youth last forever. May your wealth last forever. May your enjoyment last forever. No, nothing lasts forever. If we eat too much, we get diabetes. If we indulge too much, we get so many diseases. If we intoxicate, we get diseases. So if we gamble, we lose the wealth. We become addicted. So the material enjoyment is not sustainable. The Rajputra will think like that. So Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. Then Muniputra Majivo. Brahmachari, the son of a Muni, Muniputra Majivo. May you not live, may you die. Why like this, Gurudev? They ask him. So Guru Maharaj replies that he is a Brahmachari, he is Muniputra. He is living the celibate life of a Brahmachari. So he is nicely situated now in Gurukul. He is observing Brahmacharya, he is chanting, he is studying the scriptures. He is well situated. He is living a pure life of sense control. He is well situated. Let him die in this consciousness. Because later on what will happen? He will graduate from the Gurukul. After Brahmachari, he will become a Grihastha. And then he will get attracted to material sense enjoyment. He will get completely distracted by material life. Before that happens, let him die in this consciousness. He will be elevated. So the Brahmachari, when he gets the benediction that may you die, the Brahmachari will think that, oh, I'm a Brahmachari and this Mahatma is saying, may I die, which means I must die in the consciousness that I am in today. What is my consciousness today? I am under the Anugatya of my Gurudev. I am following celibacy. I am following the four regulative principles. I am chanting. I am living a pure, disciplined life. I'm studying the scriptures. I must die in this consciousness, which means I must remain in this consciousness for the rest of my life. Hare Krishna. Grahastha Brahmachari. Or even better, Naishtik Brahmachari. Like Sri Pankajangri Prabhu. So that's why I told the Muniputra, Majivo, may you die. So the Muniputra will think, oh, that means I have to maintain my lifestyle, my consciousness, my sadhana, the way it is in my Brahmachari life. I must maintain it. And then why did you tell the devotee, the Vaishnava, Jivova Marova? Vaishnava, Jivova Marova. Whether you live or you die, it doesn't matter. Why like this? So Mahatma said, the sadhu said, that it is because a Vaishnava, if he is alive, he will chant Hare Krishna. And if he dies, he will chant Hare Krishna. If he is alive, he will serve Krishna. If he is dead, he will serve Krishna in the spiritual world. If he is alive, he will associate with the devotees. If he is dead, in the spiritual world also, he will associate with the devotees. So for a devotee, it doesn't matter whether we are here or whether we are there. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati tayaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. If someone avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate, if someone with complete faith and completely undeviated mood perform bhakti yoga, then immediately he is beyond birth and death. He is beyond the modes of material nature. Because this whole external energy of Krishna works under the three modes of material nature. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And the internal potency of Krishna works under three internal energies. Ladini, Samvit and Sandhini. So there is Ladini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, Sandhini Shakti in the Antaranga Shakti, internal potency. And Bahiranga Shakti, external potency. There is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. But if we perform devotional service, we immediately Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti ashrita bhajanti ananya manaso nyatva bhutadim avyayam. If we are daivi prakriti ashrita, means daivi prakriti means internal potency. So therefore a devotee, whether a devotee is living or a devotee leaves this material but dies, there is no difference. Because in life and in death, the devotee is always serving Krishna. Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishno Vrindavaneshwaraha Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane, in life and in death, Nityam, eternally, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. My aim, my shelter is Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi Mo. In life and in death, I have no other aim, no other shelter, no other goal than Radha Krishna. Because Radha Krishna Pranamora, Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishor. The youthful couple Radha and Krishna is everything for me. Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi. Nothing else is there. That is Vaishnava, my dear friends. So we start with the verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 15 and verse number 36. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now in the Antya Lila, he is completely in Gopi Bhava. He is completely in Gopi Bhava. And other activities like bathing in the ocean, going to the temple, eating lunch, they are just happening automatically, externally. But internally, he is in Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Abhirlahari Kallola Magnau Mahur. He is internally in Gopi Bhava. And he is giving Gopi Bhava, the six Goswamis, and to the descendants of six Goswamis, which include all of us. So Mahaprabhu is in Gopi Bhav and he went in his meditation, and when he was brought back by Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is narrating to them which Leela he had entered in his Samadhi. He says the Rasa Leela is taking place in Vrindavan. Radha, Krishna and the gopis, they are dancing in ecstasy. And Radha and Krishna, they leave Ras Leela together to go and perform their pastimes in solitude. And all the gopis, being bereft of Krishna's association, are searching everywhere for Radha and Krishna. They're searching everywhere for Krishna. And this is what is happening now. This is what they are speaking. So we'll read verse number 36. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is narrating to Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Krishna tomar iha aila paila darshana Krishnera uddesha kahi rakha jivana. The gopis are asking everyone, the birds, the flowers, the animals, have you seen Krishna coming this way? Krishna tomar iha aila, did Krishna come this way? Paila darshana, have you seen him? Kindly tell us which way he has gone and save our lives. Rakha jivana, save our lives by telling us where is Krishna, where is Krishna. Verse 37. Uttarana paya puna kare anuman eisava purush jati Krishna sakhar saman. Translation. When the trees did not reply, the gopis guessed, kare anuman. They guessed, since all of these trees, like mango tree, kadamba tree, tamal tree, all these trees belong to the male class. Ashwathati, the banyan tree, they're all male. Since all these trees belong to the male class, all of them must be friends of Krishna. They're all friends of Krishna. Verse 38. Ekene kahibe Krishner uddesha amai estri jati lata amar sakhi pray. Why should these trees tell us where Krishna has gone? Because they are male. They are Krishna's friends after all. What will they understand the pain of us ladies? So why should the male trees tell us where Krishna has gone? Let us rather inquire from the creepers. They are female and are therefore like friends to us. So let's ask the creepers. They will tell us where Krishna is. Verse 39. Avashya kahibe paya che krishnera darshane eta anumani puche tulisi adi gane. The creepers will certainly tell us where Krishna has gone since they have seen him personally. Guessing in this way, the gopis inquired from the plants and creepers headed by Tulasi. Kaschit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye Sahatwali Kula Erbibra Drishtasteti Priyachuta. Kaschit Tulasi Kalyani. O Tulsi Devi, Govinda Charana Priye, you are Kalyani, you benedict the whole world, and you are very dear to the lotus feet of Govinda. Govinda Charana Priye. Sahatva Ali Kulair Bibrat Drishtasteti Priya Achyuta. Have you seen our Priya Achyut wearing you as a garland? Garland of Tulsi leaves and manjaris. And Ali with bumblebees around that garland. Go this way. Have you seen? And why did they ask Tulsi? For two reasons. One is because Tulsi Devi is a female. Tvam kirtya se satvata tantra vidhir lila vidhana kila krishna shakti tavaiva murti stulasi indri loke vrinde namaste charana ravindam. Tulasi indri loke. In the world of these mortals, earth, you appear, Vrinda Devi, you appear as Tulsi. You appear as Tulsi. So therefore, they are asking Tulsi Maharaj. She is Vrinda Devi. And second reason is, if you observe Tulsi plant, there are fine hair on Tulsi, which are always standing on end. So when they saw that the hair of Tulsi Maharani are standing on end, if you have Tulsi plant at home, you take a look. Near the small twigs and branches of Tulsi, there are fine hair, which are always standing erect. So seeing the erect hair on the body of Tulsi plant, they thought that Krishna must have passed this way, and while passing, our Krishna, Gopinath, must have just casually touched the Tulsi plant. And by the ecstasy from the touch of Krishna, the hair on the body of Tulsi Maharani are standing on end. She's in ecstasy. So, Kaschit Tulasi Kalyani, Govinda Charana Priya, Sahatwali Kularubara, Dishrasthi Priyachito, have you seen our Priya Achyut? They're asking Tulsi Maharani. तुलसी मालती युथी माधवी मल्लिके तुम्हारा प्रिय कृष्ण आईला तुम्हारा अंतिके। ओ तुलसी, ओ मालती, ओ युथी, ओ माधवी, ओ मल्लिका, कृष्णा इज वेरी डियर टू यू ऑल, देयरफॉर ही मस्ट हैव कम नियर यू, बिकॉज कृष्णा लव्स टू वेयर गार्लैंड्स मेड ऑफ मालती फ्लावर्स, माधवी, मल्लिका। भगवान अपि तारात्री शारदोत्फुल्ल मल्लिका विक्षरन्तु मनश्चक्रे योग माया उपाश्रितः। कृष्णा लव्स ऑल दीज फ्लावर्स, therefore he must have come near you, he loves tulsi manjari govinda charana priye, have you seen krishna? Tumi sab hao amar sakhi rasaman krishna desha kahi sabe rakah paran, you are all just like dear friends to us, tumi sab hao amar sakhi rasaman, you are our friends, sakhis, krishna desha kahi sabe rakah paran, please save our life, our pran, by telling us, kindly tell us which way Krishna has gone and save our lives. 42. Uttarana paya punaha bhavena antare ha Krishna dasi bhaye na kahe amare. In their maddening ecstasy, the gopis are saying, oh, even Tulsi, Mallika, Malati, all these flowers are also not answering our question, even though they are females. What could be the reason? Eha Krishna dasi bhaye na kahe. They are ladies, but they are maid servants of Krishna. Ashulka dasika. They are maid servants of Krishna. And Krishna bhaye na kahe. Out of fear of Krishna, they are not speaking because they are in Krishna's team. Specifically, Tulsi Maharani is, my dear friends. Tulsi Maharani is Krishna adhik sneha sakhi. So Krishna dasi, they are Krishna's servant, they are in Krishna's camp, therefore they are not answering our questions. Look at the influence of the ecstasy the gopis are having. This is Gopi Bhav, this is Radha Bhav. Age mrigi gana dekhi Krishnang gandha paya taramukha dekhi puche nirnaya kariya. The gopis then came upon a group of she-deer. No. They came a group of she deer, they're female deers, smelling the aroma of Krishna's body and seeing the faces of the deer. The gopis inquired from them to ascertain if Krishna was nearby, because they could smell the aroma of Krishna's body. What is the aroma of Krishna's body? It is more divinely fragrant than musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aguru. You mix all these substances, but even sweeter than that is the natural fragrance of Krishna. And more divine than the fragrance of Krishna is the fragrance of Srimati Radharani. She is so fragrant that even Krishna Matta Bhringa Keli Phulla Pushpa Vatika. Srimati Radharani is called a Phulla Pushpa Vatika. Vatika means garden. Srimati Radharani is called a garden. In this metaphor, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrit is saying that Radharani is like a garden of beautiful flowers. And who is Krishna? Krishna Matta Bhringa. Krishna is a Matta Bhringa. Krishna is a maddened bumblebee in a garden of beautiful flowers called Radharani. Hare Krishna. Krishna is a maddened bumblebee, honeybee, in a beautiful garden filled with flowers, who is Radharani. Radharani is the garden with beautiful flowers and Krishna is a bumblebee. Krishna matta bhringa keli phulla pushpa vatika mahiyam atma pada padma dasya dastu radhika. Oh, Radharani, please give me service to your lotus feet. So, Radharani's fragrance is hundreds of times more attractive than the fragrance of Krishna. And Radharani has walked on this earth Radharani has walked in Kurukshetra. And therefore, thinking of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is saying to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I am the fragrance of earth. Because earth is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, Bhudevi. Hare Krishna. So there is a deep meaning to Bhagavad Gita. So they are asking the does, the female deer, have you seen Krishna? Now this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Apena patni upagata priyaye hag gatray stanvandrisham sakhi sunir vritimachyuto vaha kantanga sangakucha kum kumaranjitaya kundasrajah kulapate rihavati gandaha. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying what the gopis are telling the female deer. O wife of the deer, Lord Krishna has been embracing his beloved, and thus the kumkum powder from Radharani has covered Krishna's garland of kunda flowers. The fragrance of this garland is flowing here. Oh my friend, have you seen Krishna passing this way with his dearmost companion Srimati Radharani, increasing the pleasure of the eyes of all of you? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 45. Kahamrigi Radha Saha Shri Krishna Sarvatha Tomaya Sukhadite Aila Nahika Anyatha. Oh dear doe, Shri Krishna is always very pleased to give you pleasure. Kindly inform us whether he passed this way in the company of Srimati Radharani. We think they must certainly have come this way. So this verse is a Bengali translation of the previous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So the gopis are asking the deer, the female deers, have you seen Krishna and Radharani? 46. Radha Priya Sakhi Amara Nahi Bahiranga Dura Haite Jani Tara Yaiche Anga Gandha. We are not outsiders. We know, being very dear friends of Srimati Radharani, we can perceive the bodily fragrance of Krishna from a distance. You cannot cheat us. Tell us the truth, dear. Did you see Radha and Krishna go this way? Radha anga sange kucha kumkuma bhushita Krishna kunda mala gandhe vayu suvasita. Gopis are saying, Krishna has been embracing Srimati Radharani, and the kumkum powder of Srimati Radharani has mixed with the garland of kunda flowers decorating his body. The fragrance of the garland has scented the entire atmosphere. Arivo. Tadati surabhi radha kundame vashrayome. Therefore, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, tad ati surabhi radha kunda. Radha kunda, the bathing pond of Srimati Radharani. Ati surabhi. It is divinely fragrant. Ati Surabhi. Divinely fragrant. And this Radha Kund is my only shelter. Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundame Vashrayome. Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundame Vashrayome. Krishna Iha Chhadi Gela Iho Virahini Kiba Uttar Dibei Nashune Kahini. Lord Krishna has left this place, and therefore the deer are feeling separation. They do not hear our words. Therefore, how can they reply? The gopis are saying, because even the female deer, the she deer, they don't reply. Naturally, they are animals. How can plants, trees, and animals reply? So the female deer also don't reply.
So now gopis are saying, why are the female deer not responding? They are ladies, they are our friends. Why are they not answering? Oh, they are not answering because Krishna and Radharani have left their company. And therefore they are very depressed. They are completely under the influence of extreme lamentation. Therefore, they cannot even hear what we are saying. They are shocked. Shell-shocked that Radha and Krishna have left them. So they are in a state of shock. So they cannot speak. How can they reply? Verse 49. Aage vriksha gana dekhe pushpa phala bhare shakha sab padiya chhe prithivi upare. Then going further ahead, translation. The gopis then came upon many trees so laden with fruits and flowers that their branches were bent down to the ground. Beautiful. So the fruits and flowers were so much there on those trees in Vrindavan. The mango trees, the banana trees, orange trees, jackfruit trees, jamun trees, bear trees, all these beautiful trees. They were so much heavily laden with fruits and flowers that their branches were bent down to the ground. This, my dear friends, from the Sri Vaishnav literature, from Sri Parashar Maharaj, the disciple of Sripad Ramanujacharya, he once told a Digvijay Pandit that a tree that is laden with fruits and flowers, the branches bend down to the ground, Dandavat Pranam. But a tree that is devoid of fruits and flowers, or a tree that does not have enough fruits and flowers, stands tall, erect. Which means for all of us sadhakas that if we have good qualities of simplicity, humility, tolerance, respectfulness, we will bow down. We will be humble, respectful. Amanina manadena. But if we are proud and arrogant and puffed up, then we will not offer obeisances. So we should be like these trees of Vrindavan. Vancha kalpadarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. We have to learn to bow down. That is a sign of a devotee. 50. Krishna dekhi ei sab kare na namaskar. Krishna gaman puche tare kariya nirdhar. The gopis thought that because all the trees must have seen Krishna pass by, they were offering respectful obeisances to him. To be certain, the gopis inquired from the trees. So now the trees are bending down. Why they are bending down? Because of fruits and flowers. They were completely laden, filled with fruits and flowers. But the gopis, in their madness of ecstatic love, they are seeing Krishna in the trees also. They are saying, oh, the branches of these trees are all bending down to the ground, laden with fruits and flowers, because Krishna must have passed this way and the trees must have wanted to offer their best fruits and flowers to Krishna, and therefore they are bending down. So now they are going to ask the trees. Again, this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bahu priyam sa upadhaya grihita padmo ramanujas tulasika likulair madan bhavi anviyaman ihavas tarava pranamam kimva bhinandati charan pranayavalokaihi.
Lord Chaitanya continued quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh trees! The gopis are talking to the trees. Oh trees, kindly tell us whether Balaram's younger brother, Krishna, Ramanuja, Balaram's younger brother, Krishna, welcomed your obeisances with loving glances as he passed this way, resting one hand on the shoulder of Srimati Radharani and holding a lotus flower in the other and being followed by a swarm of bumblebees, maddened by the fragrance of tulsi flowers. Gopis are asking, and the questions also the gopis are asking are so poetic, so filled with divine poetry. Really, what Brahma Samhita says is true. In the spiritual world, every word is a song, every step is a dance, and every moment is a festival.
This verse also, my dear friends, is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us that we should read Srimad Bhagavatam, memorize the important verses, and we should be able to meditate on the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and connect those verses to every situation of our life. Hare Krishna. 52.
प्रियामुखे भृंग पड़े ताहा निवारिते लीला पद्म चलाइते हैला अन्य चित्ते.
The gopis are telling the trees to stop the bumblebees from landing on the face of his beloved. He whisked them away with the lotus flower in his hand, and thus his mind was slightly diverted. So the gopis are telling the trees, did you see Radha and Krishna go this way? Radharani must be on Krishna's left side. Krishna's left hand must be on Radharani's shoulder. And in Krishna's right hand, he must be holding a lotus flower that Radharani gifted him. And he's wearing a tulsi garland, and the tulsi manjaris are so divinely fragrant and attractive that the bumblebees, now these bumblebees are not like the honeybees, wasps of this material world, my dear friends. They don't sting. They only sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Like that. So these bees are there, and these bees were coming near the face of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna lovingly whisked them away. Give us privacy with the lotus. So when I am making these movements, I am not Krishna. But we make these movements because we are trying to get absorbed in that leela. So when we are saying Bhagavad Gita, quoting Bhagavad Gita slok, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Maam Ekam Sharanam. When the speaker points like this, Maam Ekam, that doesn't mean that the speaker is saying surrender to me. It is just a bhavavesh. It is just a excitement that when we are quoting Krishna, we are quoting the scriptures, we are trying to get into that mood. Even the gopis, when they are thinking of Krishna, they start enacting Krishna's pastimes. They enact the pastimes of Putana. In the Rasa Panchadhyaya, we see the gopis enacted the Leela of Putana, Trinavarta, Aghasur, Bakasur, Shakranasur, all those Leelas, they were acting like Krishna. So this is just Bhavavesh. So please don't misunderstand. It is just, we are trying to tell the story. So to stop the bumblebees from landing on the face of Srimati Radharani, Krishna's beloved Srimati Radharani, he whisked them away with the lotus flower in his hand, his right hand. And thus his mind was slightly diverted. 53. We are almost there, my dear friends.
Tomara praname ki kai rache na vadhan ki banahi kare kah vachana praman.
Did he or did he not pay attention while you offered him obeisances? Kindly give evidence supporting your word. No, trees are still not responding. So the gopis are continuing in their divine madness, ecstatic madness, transcendental madness. They are talking to the trees. They are saying, so when you offered your obeisances in the form of dropping your branches filled with fruits and flowers to the ground, bending them down, when you offered your obeisances, did Krishna acknowledge your obeisances? Did he glance at you? Did he smile at you? Please tell us everything, exactly how it happened. They want to hear Krishna Katha. They want to hear Krishna Katha. Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam Kavi Viriditam Kalamashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuigrinantiye Bhuridajana. Krishna Ravi Yoge Sevak Dukhita Kiba Uttar Dibe Ihar Nahika Samvita. Separation from Krishna, Vyoge, separation from Krishna has made these servants very unhappy. Dukhita, Sevaka Dukhita, these servants are very unhappy. Having lost consciousness, Nahika Samvita, having lost consciousness, how can they answer us? Kiba Uttar Dive. So now even the trees are not giving answers. The banyan tree, the kadamba tree, the peepal tree, the tamal tree, mango tree, they are not giving any answer. Even the male trees are not giving answer, my dear friends. So the gopis are thinking, why now these male trees are also not answering?
Oh, maybe because Krishna has left them also, and because Krishna has left them, nahi ka sambit. They have become unconscious. They have lost their consciousness. So how can they answer? Oh, ho, ho. Krishna has left the trees also. Krishna is leaving everyone. 55. Eta bali aage chale yamuna rakule dekhe taha Krishna haya kadambe ratale divyad vrindaranya kalpa drumadha श्रीमद रत्नागर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद राधा श्रील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानौ Saying this, the gopis stepped onto the beach by the Yamuna river. Prabhupada's beach by the Yamuna river. Because beach has very soft sand. And the Vraj Raj is soft, like softer than talcum powder. Vraj Raj. Yamuna Tire. So on the banks of Yamuna, now the gopi is searching, talking to the deer, the flowers, the plants, the creepers, the trees, the birds, talking to everyone. They are trying to search for Radha and Krishna. And finally they come to Yamuna Rakule. They come to the banks of Kula means bank. They come to the bank of Yamuna. And what did they see? Dekhe, taha Krishna haya kadambe ratale. They saw Lord Krishna beneath a kadamba tree. Last verse for today. Koti manmatha mohana murali vadana apara saundarye hare jaganetramana. What beautiful poetry by Shila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. Koti manmatha mohana murali vadana apara saundarye hare jaganetramana. Standing there with his flute to his lips, Krishna, who enchants millions upon millions of cupids. Manmatha, Cupid is called Manmatha because he completely churns and disturbs our mind, agitates our mind. Therefore, Cupid is called Manmatha, but Krishna is called Sakshad Manmatha Manmatha. Tasama Virbushauri Smayamana Mukambuja Pitambaradhara Shragvi Sakshan Manmatha Manmatha. He's called Manmatha Manmatha, the attractor of the attractive Cupid. And not just one, but koti, crores of them. Millions and millions of cupids are attracted. Mohana means to attract. Koti manmatha mohana murali vadana. That Krishna who is has a holding a flute to his lips. Vadana means his lips, his beautiful face. He's holding a murali and he's attracting millions and millions of cupid. Apara saundarye. In indescribable, unlimited beauty. And hare, our hare is stealing jaganetramana. He's stealing the eyes, attracting the eyes and the hearts, the minds of the entire world. Standing there with his flute to his lips, Krishna, who enchants millions upon millions of cupids, attracted the eyes and minds of all the world with his apara saundarya, with his unlimited beauty. So the gopis finally found Krishna. After the Vyog, there was Milan, there was union. They met Radha and Krishna. And then the pastime will continue from the next speaker. So with this, my dear friends, I just wanted to conclude by sharing what is happening here. We see that in Ramayana, when Sita Devi, she disappears from the cottage at Panchavati. When Ram, along with Lakshman, comes there, he sees that Sita Devi is nowhere to be found. And Lord Ramachandra goes into a state of transcendental madness and he starts searching for Sita Devi. In great ecstasy of separation. And Valmiki Ramayana
describes this very beautifully. This is the Aranya Khanda of Valmiki Ramayana. This is chapter 60, verse number 11. Adikavi Sri Valmiki Muni is describing the state of affairs when Ram comes to the cottage at Panchavati and cannot find Sita. Now Ram is searching for Sita. This is Ram Leela, Trita Yuga. Ram is searching for Sita. Vrukshad Vruksham Pradha Vansa Gires Chadrim Nadan Nadim Babhuva Vilapatramash Shokarnava Pariplutaha Vrukshad Vruksha Vrukshad Vruksham. Lord Ramachandra is asking trees, he's going from tree to tree and he's going from mountain to mountain, Giri and Adri. He's going from mountain to mountain. And Nadan Nadim, he's going from river to river, asking with lot of vilap and shok, drowning in a shoka aranava. Aranava means ocean. Shok means lamentation and sorrow. Shoka aranava Pariplutaha. Pariplutaha means drowning. He's drowning in an ocean of grief, Lord Ramchandra. And he's asking tree and tree. He's asking mountains and mountains. He's asking river and streams. Have you seen Sita? Have you seen Sita? Kakubaha kakubhorum tyam vyaktam janati maithilim yathapallava pushpadyo bhatir yosha vanaspati. He is asking the Kakubha tree, have you seen my Maithili? Have you seen my Sita? He is asking the Pallava, the sprouts, the tender sprouts, the Pushpa, the flowers, Vanaspati, the trees. He is asking, have you seen Maithili? Have you seen Maithili? Then he sees the Ashok tree in the forest at Panchavati. Ashoka shoka panu shoko pahate chasam twannamanam kuru kshipram priyasandarshane namam. O Ashok tree, please make me Ashok. Shoko pahate chasam. I am completely filled with lamentation and sorrow, but your name is Ashoka. So therefore, Tva Namam, Kuru Shipram. Shipram, quickly, Tva Namanam. Make me very quickly your name. I am Shok, but make me Ashok. Make me free from sorrow. How? Priya Sandar Shane Namam. By giving me darshan of my Priya, Sita Devi. There are many verses, beautiful verses that I pulled up from Valmiki Ramayana, but we don't have time. See here, same what the gopis are doing. Mallika Madhavishchaiva Champakan Ketakis Tatha Pruchan Ramo Vane Bhantaha Unmatta Iva Lakshate. Being completely unmat, completely maddened with grief, Lord Ramchandra Prucha Ramo. This is Ramo Prucha. Ram is asking in the forest. Who is asking? Mallika flowers, Madhavi flower, Champak flower, Ketaki flower. He's asking all these flowers. Have you seen my Sita? Have you seen my Sita? Lord Ramchandra is asking the deer. Athava Murugasha Bhakshim Muruga Jana Simaithilim Muruga Vip Prekshani Kanta Murugi Bhis Sahita Bhavet. Murugakshi, my Maithili, my Sita is Murugakshi. O female dears, O does, My Sita is also doe-eyed. She has beautiful, restless, large eyes like all of you do. So have you seen her? Have you seen my Kanta? Have you seen my Sita? She might be just wandering in your own herd. Mrugabhis Sahita Bhave. Have you seen her wandering in your herd, O doe-eyed does? Have you seen my doe-eyed Sita? He doesn't even leave the tigers. Lord Ramchandra is asking the tigers. Shardula yadi sa drushta priya chandra nibhanana maithili mama vistrabdham kathayasva nate bhayam. Please don't be afraid of me. Yes, I am Kshatriya. I can hunt tigers and I give your tiger skin to the sadhus in the forest to sit upon and meditate. But Shardul, tiger, don't be afraid. Have you seen? Kathayasva nate bhayam. Don't be afraid. Tell me without any fear. Please tell me. Maithili mama. My Maithili. Who is? Chandra Nibhanana. Whose face, Anana, is like Chandra. She is my Priya. Have you seen her? Krishna, have you seen her? Please tell me. In this way, this goes on. He keeps asking. And then he starts hallucinating. Lord Ramchandra starts hallucinating. He sees Sita. And he tells her to stop. Tishta, tishta, vararohe, natesti karunamai. Don't you have any karuna on me? Please don't hide, don't run away. Stop, stop. He starts hallucinating, seeing that Sita is going here and there. Sita, please wait. Sita, please wait. I can see you. I can see you. Don't run. But he cannot find Sita. Then finally he turns to Lakshman. And Lord Ramchandra says, Hala, ha Lakshmano Mahabaho, Pashyasitvam. Priyam pachit, ha priye, kvagata bhadre, haasi teti punaha punaha. Such a painful verse. Lord Ramchandra, after the flowers, the birds, the deer, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, no one responds to the painful, piteous cries of Lord Ramachandra. He looks at his brother at the end in verse 35 and he says, Ha Lakshmana Mahabaho, O Mahaparakrami, O greatly powerful Lakshman, please show your strength and find Sita. Pashyasitvam Priya Kvachit, have you seen my Priya? Have you seen my Sita? Ram is asking Lakshman. Lakshman also doesn't respond because Lakshman is himself in a state of great grief and lamentation and shock. Then finally, Lord Ramchandra falls down to his knees and beating his chest with his hands, Lord Ramchandra says, Ha priye kva gata bhadre ha sita ti puna puna. Again and again, ha sita, ha sita, ha sita, ha sita, 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 vaidehi maithili janaki, where are you priye bhadre kanta, where are you? Lord Ramchandra keeps crying. And the chapter concludes with this verse in a little different meter. Like I mentioned last time, Sri Valmiki Muni concludes all the chapters of Valmiki Ramayana. He wrote the whole Valmiki Ramayana in Anushtup Chanda, but the last verses typically are in a different meter. Tatha sagatva vipulam mahadvanam Paritya sarvam pathamaithilim prati anishthitaschas chakar margane punaha priyaya paramam parishramam anishthitaschas sachakar margane punaha priyaya paramam parishramam. Tathasa gatva vipulam mahadvanam. In that vast vipulam, in that vast mahadvanam, great forest, paritya sarvam tatha maithilim prati. He was searching for his Maithili. He was searching for the daughter of King of Mithila. He was searching for Sita Devi. Making all efforts here and there along the forest paths, everywhere he was doing great parishram, great attempts to find his Priya. param parishramam. Lord Ramchandra was trying to find Sita desperately in great madness. And my dear friends, this was witnessed by the rishis and sadhus who were performing their tapasya, their austerities and their bhajan in the forest. When these sadhus, these rishis saw the great ecstatic lamentation of Lord Ramachandra, it was not just empty pain like we experience in the material world. There is just lamentation in the material world. But this lamentation of Lord Ramachandra is not like that. He is a supreme personality of Godhead, but he is experiencing this ecstasy of separation because it is a type of spiritual rasa. He's tasting that, aswadan. In Navadvipdham Mahatmya of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is clearly mentioned. Lord Ramachandra in Treta Yuga tells Sita Devi, much before in their exile, earlier on, that soon we will be separated because we both should taste the ecstasy of Vipralambha. Because it will make the union, it will make Milan, Viyog will make Milan even sweeter, infinitely sweeter. So by their own sweet will, by their Leela Shakti, they are lamenting. This lamentation is a type of spiritual bliss, ecstasy. When the rishis saw this, they were astounded. What kind of ecstasy is this? That Lord Ramachandra is Bhagavan. In Ramcharitmanas, Goswami Tulsidas Ji describes a very beautiful story. That when this lamentation was going on, seeing these ecstatic manifestations of Lord Ramachandra, which the world had never seen before, Shankar Bhagavan, Lord Shiva, he offered his Sashtang Dandavat Pranam from Kailash to Lord Ramachandra. And at that time, his wife Sati, she was bewildered. Why is my husband, the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Shankar, offering obeisances to a man who is crying in separation from his wife? Like an ordinary man, he's lamenting and crying. His wife has been abducted by the Nakshasas. Happens all the time. Ravana has abducted so many women and their husbands have cried. So why is Lord Shankar now offering obeisances to this man, this Vanvasi called Ram? So she questions Lord Shankar. And Lord Shiva tells her that he is my Ishtadev. He is my Ram. Therefore, I am offering him obeisances. Seeing this Adbhut Leela, this bewildering pastime, this world has never seen such ecstatic manifestations. So then Parvati Devi decides to test Lord Ram to see whether he is really the Ishtadev of Lord Shiva. So she goes in the form of Sita. She takes the form. She is Maya Shakti. She can do anything. So she takes the form of Sita Devi. And the path, the marga where Lord Ramchandra is coming, she stands there. And she thinks, if Lord Ramchandra sees me, oh, my Sita has come. And he gets happy. That means he is just a foolish mortal. This was the wicked intention of Sati Devi, with all due respects to Mother Sati. Hare Krishna. It's a Leela. She wanted to test Lord Ramachandra. But as soon as Lord Ramachandra saw the wife of Lord Shiva, Srimati Sati Devi, who had taken the exact form of Srimati Sita, Lord Ramachandra immediately stopped his Leela of lamentation and asked her, hey, Sati Devi, what are you doing alone in this forest? And where is your husband, Shankar? You should be with him. You should not be alone in this forest. As soon as Sati, who had taken the form of Sita, heard this from Lord Ramachandra, saw that he did not get confused, did not get fooled by her appearance, she was very embarrassed. And she went back to Lord Shiva. So the sadhus saw that this is Lord Ramachandra. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, but he is tasting this rasa. This rasa of Vipralambha, this Parakya Bhav, where I am separated, not Parakya Bhav, but the Vipralambha Bhav. I am separated from my Priya. So we also want to experience this. Hare Krishna. And then these rishis in the next yuga, they became the Rishichari Gopis. This story is mentioned in Sri Garga Samhita, which is translated by our Srila Prabhupada's beloved disciple, Kushakrat Prabhu, and purports are written by His Holiness Danavir Maharaj. So in Garga Samhita, this story is there that these rishis, they became the Rishichari gopis. There are different types of gopis. There were even gopis from Janakpur. When Lord Ramachandra went to Janakpuri to get married to Sita Devi, there are many other maidens there who were very attracted by the beauty of Lord Ramachandra. They wanted to marry, but they could not because Lord Ramachandra is ekpatni vrata. I will accept only one wife. So in the next life, they were born near Mathura. All these ladies from Mithila, from Janakpur, and all these rishis also from the forest, they were born in Vrindavan and they became the Rishichari gopis. Even the Vedas personified, the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads also, they became Shrutichari gopis. There were some Sadhana Siddha gopis and there were many Nitya Siddha gopis like the Ashtasakhis. They are all expansions of Srimati Radhani. So there are different types of gopis. So these gopis wanted to also experience this ecstasy of Vipralamba. So then they came and they experienced it. Exactly what we were reading in Dwapar Yug. They came and they experienced, all the gopis along with all the gopis. The Nitya Siddha gopis are their Shiksha Gurus, teaching them these higher mellows of spiritual rasa. But in the beginning we discussed that the theme of our discussion will be, without a teacher, we cannot know. Without the right example, we cannot get it. Isn't it? We are talking about the example of His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu. How his life is a perfect example for us to follow. His dhamvas, his guru nishtha, his seva, his brahmacharya. Everyone should follow that. Men, women, grahastas, everyone should follow this example of Shri Pankajangri Prabhu. So theme was that without the example in front of us, we cannot get it. Theoretical teaching doesn't go very far. We need practical examples. So they experienced it in Dwapar Yug. All the gopis experienced this ecstasy of Vipralamba. They even experienced Parakya Bhava, which leads to Vipralamba. But then this was Dwapar Yug, where Radha Krishna and the Ashtasakhis, they taught this Vipralamba to the gopis, Vipralamba Seva. But the mood of Krishna, as discussed in the beginning of the Adi Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is, I want to give that Radha Bhav, that Gopi Bhav to the whole world. So then how to give it? We need examples. We need examples. Only then we can get it. So then Lord Krishna came with the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Raladini Shakti Rasmal Eka Atmana Vabibhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gata Utau Chaitanyakham Prakatamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Suvalitam. Krishna came with Radha Bhava. And Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi came as Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, respectively. And all the other associates also came. And now they took the form of sadhaks. Now they have male bodies. They are not in their gopi bodies. Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, they are Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sannyasi, and Ramananda Rai, Grahastha. So they have got sadhak Swarup. They took a sadhak swarup, an example for all of us. And now they are experiencing Gopi Bhav as sadhakas and teaching us how by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, how by hearing Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamrit, how by hearing the dramatic, the dramas written by Ramananda Rai, and how by studying Sri Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, Vidyapati, Chandidas poems, all these transcendental literatures, when we take shelter of them, Govinda Leelamrit of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Bhavanamrit, when we take shelter of all these literatures under the guidance of our Guru Varga, then we can also get this Gopi Bhav. We can also get this Gopi Bhav. So this is the reason for Mahaprabhu to be a practical example, Acharya, to teach us by his own example. And the followers of Mahaprabhu, they have got that Gopi Bhav. The Goswamis, they have got this Gopi Bhav of separation. He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kutaha Ghoshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure Khedair Mahavivvalau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. The six Goswamis are running, sometimes Radhakund, sometimes Govardhan, sometimes Vamshivat. Hey Radhe, where is Radharani? Where is Lalita Sakhi? Where is Kalindi, who is not different from Vishakha Sakhi? Where are you? They're searching everywhere. This is Gopi Bhav. The Goswamis got it. And then their followers also got it. Narottamdas Thakur got it. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. This is nothing but Narottamdas Thakur feeling separation from Shri Rupa Manjari. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also feeling so much separation. All our acharyas, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed from this mortal world meditating on this Vipralamba Mai Prarthana called Shri Rupa Manjari Pada. Ha ha Rupa Koro Doya Deho More Pada Chaya Narottama Loe Lusharana. This is Vipralamba Seva, my dear friends. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is teaching us. And Srila Prabhupada also, in his bhajans on the Jaradutta, we don't have time to discuss those bhajans. But in his bhajan, Krishna Tabha Punne Havya Bhaya, Srila Prabhupada is in the same mood, mentioning his separation from Krishna. Krishna, where are you? I have forgotten you birth after birth. And because of that, I am suffering in this, getting kicked in this material world of Maya. When will that day come? And I will have fun and frolic with you in the forests of Vrindavan, in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan. When will that day come, my dear Krishna? When I will be reunited with you. Ami tomar nityada stai kari etash toma bina anya gati na. Shri Prabhupada is saying, toma bina anya gati na. Please, when will I have a darshan? This separation from Krishna. This is Vipralamba Seva. And this is what we are inheriting from Srila Prabhupada, my dear friend. It is coming down. It is our dayabhak. It is our inheritance. If only we follow the examples of our acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada and his perfect followers. So this is the message I wanted to share with all of you, dear devotees. I will stop here. His Grace, Pankaj Angri Prabhu ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nita yeah. Gaur Premanand.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhupada, for your very, very enlightening class today, and also some offering to Pankajangri Prabhu. Thank you very much. We are very grateful to you, and we look forward to your association again in the future. And if anybody has question, please go ahead and ask the question. Hare Krishna. I don't know if you see. Can you hear, Prabhuji?
Yes, I can hear, Matali.
I don't know about the devotees can hear. If nobody has any question, then we can end the call here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, so glories to Srila Prabhupada. Excellent class, Prabhu. And as you said, today is the day of intense sorrow and intense celebration. I was remembering 10 months back, the same fourth. I don't know what's there on this day, fourth May and fourth July. And the way you connected all these dots of living by example, setting an example, how Krishna want to set up that example and came as Mahaprabhu with all his intimate associates. And then connecting it to Ramalila, to the rishis of Dandakaranya forest. Very, very beautiful and very, very brilliant class, Prabhu. Have no questions as such, but you know, the class was really so wonderful that I couldn't stop myself appreciating it. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for your association. We always look forward, especially me. I always look forward for your sessions. They are so enlightening, so enlivening. And so much teachings are there. You know? So thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Krishna Sundari Mataji.
All the devotees are waiting for you. I mean, waiting to hear you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Nobody has any question? We can end the call
here. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Just wanted to echo Ketila Sundari Mataji's words. Thank you so much for such a very, very engaging class. Every word you spoke, it goes right into the heart. Very nicely connected, Prabhu, all the pastimes and the theme, everything was very, very heartwarming. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Prithivi. Jai Srila
Prabhupada. Hare Krishna,
Prabhu. By your permission, we can end the call here. Vansha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bheva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Srila Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.